Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. This is Global Threat. All right, that was a global threat right there. Pogo City Radio. We have a fuck ton of people here, so who knows who will be paying attention. We might have some more people stopping by. It's fucking 8:30. I'm kind of, me and Josh have been drinking for 3 hours. He's falling asleep sitting up already.
3 hours? Dude, I've been drinking since like 3 months ago.
Well, I am a working man, and I've been drinking for 3 hours because I went to work today. Josh.
Josh. I've been drinking for like 30 minutes.
Drink?
Yeah. So we got some new people here. We got Joe and Akeisha.
Yo.
We also got Marley, Melissa, Sean Bedlam, Jason Clank, if you will. And that crusty fuck Josh, whose eyes already can't be held open after the first song. How you doing, Josh?
I'm just super stoked that we got like Jason over here, and then we got Joey for the first time and Akeisha for the first time. That's
cool,
pretty
cool.
Badass.
There you go. There you go.
Awesome.
It's
awesome.
Always better with more people.
And also, I think
that's what she said.
We may have a quick pop in from Renee. Waste it. So we'll see if Renee and Dean are going to stop by. And
wait, is Renee's last name Wasted at this point?
No. I'm sorry. I've always liked it as Wasted. I never called her Renee Blanks. I call it Renee Wasted because that's what it used to say on the old school album jackets. Before, after it was
Facebook
punky.
That she's Renee Blanks and not Renee.
I get that.
That's what I
said. Every time I see that, it kind of gets me a little bit. And the last Pogo, when she was here, she was calling herself Renee Blanks. And I'm like
no, it's Renee Wasted. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And before that, on the older records, it was punky, hunky, drunky, and skunky. She was skunky.
You would know.
I would
break
know.
Out the fucking slides and the projector for you to see.
I'm as
like,
fucked up now. I might
like
be more fucked up now than I was fucked
about
up then.
77, you know, red 7 inches that only came out in Germany.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. She knows what she's talking about now. But speaking of Blanks, and we got Marley here. I know Gavin's not here, but
yeah,
let's tell everybody.
Coming,
but he's not here right now.
But
we're going to tell everybody that.
Oh, yeah. June 22nd, there's going to be an after party. Oh yeah, after party for mine and Gavin's wedding.
Aww.
In Nazareth. And
at the Jacksonian. Pogo City presents Blank 77, Mike Blanks, Mazel Tov, Mike Blanks and the Stabs, The Parasitic, Despise New Jersey, and one more to be announced.
Mystery band.
Ooh, so remember that. Come out June 22nd.
Yes, Saturday.
And it's going to be an awesome show. $15 at the door, 5 bands.
21 and
cheap
out.
Ass
no
drinks. You guys can get mixed drinks there for like $2.50. Come get hammered.
Buy me a Bloody Mary.
Yes.
Bloody Marley's.
Offer her your condolences for getting married.
I'm getting locked in for life. I should be allowed to get pretty buzzed, okay?
All right. Hopefully this all doesn't go down the drain like the Lower East Side Stitches. We'll be right back. The Lower East Side Stitches on. All right, so we were talking about that Blanks and Stab show. We also have the show Jason and Hostile City are you're helping out with, right?
What is that one?
Yeah, absolutely. May 4th down in Philly, Pagan Baby.
Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you. Yes.
May the 4th be with you.
Pagan Babies, The Parasitics, Despised New Jersey, Stolen Wheelchairs, Record Release Party. It should be a great time.
Now, we were trying to be on that show, but we couldn't do it because Blanks is playing that same weekend in, what is it, Wilkes-Barre? Where are they playing? Does anybody know off the top of their head?
I think they're playing the day before, though.
Oh, right? The day before.
Yeah, was it May 3rd, I think?
Big D and the Kids Table.
Big D and the Kids Table, Blanks.
Looks like a great event, but it's up in Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah. North. Yeah, that'd be north. And Philly would be south of here. We're smack dab right in the middle.
That's correct.
Correct. Pretty much.
Also, for all you Connecticut kids, fucking Stab's coming out to Connecticut April 27th. And also April 27th for the locals, FOD and the Parasitics at the Alt Gallery. So you guys got some choices coming at you. Also, you got some punk rock coming at you with the Hudson Falcons and Working Class War.
Some officers in the Hudson enemy have to fight devil to profit from our sweat. We gotta show them that we ain't dead yet. Fight for the people. We gotta fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war. Oi, oi, oi! They act like they're doing us a favor. All they do is pit us against the neighbors. They say, shut them all, we're giving you a job. We gotta show them we're the working class mob. Fight for the people. We gotta fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war. United we stand, divided we fall. The justice for one hurts us all. Work on our lives to ensure their prosperity. Meanwhile, we go hungry and can't enjoy life. I wanna live around and just survive.
class war. Fight for the people. We're gonna fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war. Fight for the people. We're gonna fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war.
And that's exactly what Pogo City Radio is, a party. That's right, right?
So Friday you guys night missed is out. Party night.
Friday night is party night. Main Street Mayhem.
Mayhem.
Mayhem. Not June ham.
Not ham. Not mayhem. Mayhem.
Hem, like in your pants.
Right.
Sean has been trying to critique my vernacular, we will say.
It's not just me, buddy.
Go fuck
it's
your mother.
Everybody.
What happened to the
I heard you and Josh. You actually pronounced dwarves right last weekend.
I was proud. Dwarves.
Dwarves.
I'm proud that you're listening again because I know you weren't. All you bastards need to listen. And thank you to those that are listening. And while we're talking about you guys listening, and I'm shamelessly doing some self-promotion, so go over to Facebook.com/PogoCityRadio, Facebook.com/TheSDABS. Also, you can now find Mike Blanks and the Stabs' first album, Starting Them Off Young, on Spotify, YouTube Music, all that shit. So give it a follow, give it a like, and make sure you come out, what is it, June 22nd, Marley? June 22nd, Nazareth Jacksonian, Blanks, Stabs, Parasitic, Despised.
Bloody Marys all night.
Yes, and they're very cheap there. It's a private club, so shit is cheap as fuck, motherfuckers, so get there. And in the meantime, let's catch up with the Outsiders and Gabe from the Oi Scouts actually playing guitar on this track. So here's the Outsiders with A Number Without a Name.
Mike working tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, That was the Outsiders right there. And as that track was on, you guys were talking about the Oi Scouts, and they got a tour going on.
Final tour out west. I think it's starting in June. Yeah, the kickoff is actually with a goddamn Voids who only play in LA like once a year.
The Voids are fucking awesome. Fuck yeah, I love the Voids.
Your mic is turned off on the button. That's why I can't hear you. You're not? Okay, talk. Can you talk?
Shrek 1, Shrek 2.
Yeah, it's hard to hear you. But go ahead, continue. Their final tour.
Yeah, that's what between Nacho from Corrupted Youth posting on Instagram.
Constantly.
Matt, yeah. Dude, I mean, that's how he fucking really got his name in the scene, was promoting and booking shit.
That's all there is now is the internet.
You know what
I
mean? Fucking watch
I print flyers in real life and people laugh at me.
Watch that movie on Netflix where he talks about all the spam that he does.
You did get ragged on.
Nacho's great. Anyway, but like
Los Punks, right?
Yeah, Los Punks. It's so good. And Ron Conflict's in there and says a bunch of cool shit about Nacho. Anyway, getting off topic.
I'm stoned.
Fucking Matt also like was posting flyers everywhere, so I'm just like seeing him throughout my Instagram feed. And one of the flyers out of like the 100 that they posted said the final tour.
Is that for the Oi Scouts or for somebody else on the tour?
It's not Corrupted Youth though, because they're putting out a new album. So it can't be that. But I just know that
potentially you're talking about like no more Oi Scouts, at least out west.
Well, no more tours is different than no more shows. I think, talking to them a while ago, it sounded like they were going to try and do, like, the big festivals. But I don't think they're going to really be going on tour.
They
they're just going to be
on
popping
Fuck
up.
You, We Rule this year.
Like the, yeah, exactly. They're going to do
good
Fuck
spot.
You, We Rule and big festivals and shit. But I don't think they're going to be playing regularly.
I think Jason might be the only one here that's ever been to that.
You lucky bastard. Yeah. We'll talk about it after this song because it
suck,
is coming
Jason.
Up. He's been there a bunch of times.
Thank
but
you.
In the
Thank
meantime,
you. Josh is
here's
going
the
down.
Oi Scouts with Boots for the beatdown. And Josh is officially unconscious. Don't let him pass
Josh.
Out on my bass.
Night, night, Josh.
We never play the Voids.
Right, here's the Voids with Take Back Your Life.
Yeah.
All right, here's Jack Oblivion with Honey. I'm Too Old For You on Pogo City Radio. Right, all right. So, yeah, let's just keep the tracks moving. Here's the Joneses with Graveyard Rock. All right, yeah, that was the that. Joneses. The Joneses, we are on. Yep. We are on. Hello, the Joneses. The puke. Oh, yeah. There's a big, like, trend that goes around Pogo where people like to puke in coolers. But
I just remember you gave us the option to go to the park and pass out flyers or clean up the attic. And I was like, we're going to the park. We're going and then it wasn't until, like, a month later where I was like, yeah, that was me.
Yeah, I go and open the cooler a month later in my hot-ass attic, and I'm like, what is all... Oh, I'm going to puke right now. I can't even talk about it. I'm
pretty sure
up.
That was in, like, August or
and
something.
And Josh also did it the first night he was ever here, like, 3 years ago.
Was when I puked.
People come to Pogo and they just puke in coolers, but now we have upgraded and we have refrigerators and ice machines.
They have
a fridge with a freezer.
They have
puke in the freezer.
Do not puke in my freezer.
Hold on. There's an ice maker.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's a Sean.
That
joke doesn't really hold water because you were here the one time that I went to go get ice.
We make him get the ice
because
from downstairs.
There was incentive involved in me getting ice that night. But normally, I don't even drink anything with ice in it. Just I got ice that night.
I got.
But
ice
now I guess it's gonna stick around.
The ice bitch, the sandy ice queen.
All right, ice man.
Well, you don't have to because we have an ice machine now, so you've been replaced.
That's fine. I'm sure that ice machine doesn't get incentives for giving people ice.
What were these incentives that
you don't remember?
No, I do not remember.
I shouldn't say it on the show.
Ooh, okay, I'm gonna take his word. If it can't be said on Pogo, it's pretty fucked up.
It probably could, but I'll choose not to.
There we go. But one thing that can be said on Pogo is this show going on in Philly with...
Yeah, May 17th, Lions Law.
Lions Law,
yes. The Boyles.
Battalion. It's going to be a blast. Where is that at?
It's at Connie's.
Connie's Rick Rack.
That's a cool venue.
Yep. We there might be another. We're trying to get something lined up over there with some people that you guys will like. I can't say, but we're trying to get something lined up over there. It'll be awesome if we do with some good bands. So stick around for that. And what's the date of the Lions Law show again?
May 17th.
May 17th, is that like the week after yours or 2 weeks after yours?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks after. So May 4th, you know, Saturday night. May 17th, it's a Friday night.
It kind of sucks a lot of these shows we're talking about are like
Josh.
A month or two out.
Josh,
somebody lay him on the floor. He's going to fall over on my base and I'm going to be pissed. All
right. Yeah, the fact that Josh's head is going to hit the corner.
Josh, just go on the floor. Just lay down on the floor.
I'm awake.
Just lay on the floor.
We have a situation here. We have a situation.
Josh, it's cool. You could be asleep. Just be asleep on the floor. This boy right there is a mess.
You can't fall off the floor, Josh.
Just like the lower class back. Lower Class Brats right there. Old School Leftover Crack up next. It was at the Chrome Lounge, so we got Joey here for the first time, and he was talking about seeing Leftover Crack with some of us back in the day.
Yeah, in River City Rebels.
Yeah, I believe that was at the Chrome Lounge in fucking South Amboy.
Like fucking like six of us cramped in a fucking crusty
in my
car.
Dodge Aries. Yeah. My Dodge Aries that was in multiple accidents and was looked like it was in multiple accidents.
Was that the show that like we were drinking 40s in the parking lot? I got kicked out.
We were all between the ages of 16 and 18.
Nick was 13,
I think.
Yeah, and he stole Stizza's fucking whiskey off fucking stage.
Yeah, and then me and Nick got kicked out of that show.
Yeah, then he came and played in the parking lot anyway, fucking Stizza.
Yep, right on the cart. So they couldn't, all of us kept on getting kicked out for different reasons. We were a little fucked up. That was part of the reason. But the dudes in Leftover Crack kept on getting us back into the show. And then, like, we kept on getting thrown out, and then they'd get us back in. And eventually, they were like, we can't get him in. And Nick got thrown out, and the band was pissed. And they went out to the hood of my car, sat on the hood of my car, and played just for Nick in the parking lot because they wouldn't let him back in the show.
I think I was there.
Even though he stole his shit.
Were you there, too?
Yeah. Well, I got
okay, they played on the hood of my car for a handful of
people. I didn't get back
people.
Into the show. I got kicked out once and never got back
in. So, all right. So the people who couldn't get back. See, I got back in the show, so I actually was in the place while this was going on. But I guess you and Nick were there. The people who couldn't get back in got their own little private Leftover Crack show. That was also the night Brad saved my life from F-minus because by the time they were playing Crack Rock Steady and closing, the bouncers were going to kill me. And, I mean, these are big, like, big bouncer-looking bouncers. Like, not like punk rock guys. These are bouncers. And they jacked me up, like, three of them. And they're carrying me out, and I'm holding onto the wall. They all have my legs, and I'm holding onto the wall. And fucking Brad wrestled me out and, like, hid me behind them because they were definitely going to kick the shit out of me in the parking lot. And I probably kind of had it coming. Maybe I had it coming, but Brad definitely saved my life.
So that video you sent everybody earlier the week with the Unseen playing In the City and shit, was that the same venue then?
The same venue, but not the same show.
Okay, yeah, for everyone that obviously doesn't know, Andrew sent everyone in the Pogo chat a video of the Unseen from probably the late 90s or
it
was 2000s.
From that, it was when Anger and the Truth came out.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I guess, it was like when Paul was still in the band and everything. It was a pretty cool venue, video. But that venue that they were playing was the same venue that, that all this shit went down at.
Yes, it was a good time at that place.
I don't remember what the hell that place was called.
The Chrome Lounge.
The Chrome, okay,
yes,
yep.
Yeah, South Amboy.
Yeah, definitely remember.
We're going to get with a cover song here. Here's the Modern Lovers doing 96 Tears.
This is one that we didn't write, and you'll remember it. That's it. 1, 2, 3, 4! Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. Being way on top now since you left me. You're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, be together for just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you way down here. You start crying in the sunshine, light us is here. Terrible and cry, uh-huh, and cry, uh-huh. And when the sun comes up your top, you be down here looking up, and on my way to come up here, I look for you, but I don't see you waving down. So I don't know. I'll just cry. I'll just cry. I'll just cry. Too many teardrops go out. You be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. Well then, you're gonna shatter from the top floor. Shouting from the album, and we got all that. I say, not a sense, and I say, not a day. I say, rock and roll, baby, hey, move on out. I say, not a sense, it's taken 3 years, brother. I say, work, turn, not a sense, work, turn.
Anytime a woman wants to take off her clothes for me, I'm totally down. Totally.
Did you hear
totally
take off definitely made for women on the back? It's got like a razor back that's like cut for girls, and then ran off with your crap shirt.
Yeah,
don't
that's
forget
I mean
about
she
that
did kind of play me, but I just I wanted her to take her shirt off in the bar for me. I like when women come up to me and are like, I like your shirt, do you want to trade? And I'm like, is this shit gonna take off her shirt? I'm like,
she's
yeah,
like wearing a dress.
Take off your shirt. I'm okay with this. Everybody wants to talk shit, but
she's wearing
you know
a unitard. It's actually a band unitard.
She didn't really have big boobs either. She wasn't anything special. But I like when women take their clothes off in public places for me. What can I say? Yes, Marley is extremely. She's so. She's telling me I gotta shave my chest hair because it just drives her wild. She can't fucking take it. She can't take it. So she tells me I gotta
that's
shave
a lot
it
of chest hair
because she can't contain
that's
herself.
A lot of chest hair.
I am definitely the hairiest person here by far. I'm a little Dago.
You got me beat. That's for sure.
Everybody.
The sandwich you get at Wawa's, the junior Italian.
Yes, it is. I'm a junior Italian. There you go. See, fucking
nice.
Wawa, they call out the
are
fucking
you
sandwich
listening
by looking
to
at
me?
I'm like, no.
What do you wanna do with your life?
Fucking yes.
I actually had Wawa earlier tonight. I'm glad I didn't order a junior Italian sandwich.
Yeah, you're going to be thinking about me and my junior Italian every
no
time, buddy.
It comes
every
with
time
a hair on it.
Gross.
Comes with many hairs on it. Here's Gavin. We have Gavin. What's up, Gavin? He doesn't have a microphone, so you can't hear him.
What up?
There
how you
go
doing?
There you go. There's Gavin. Fresh off of work. So we were talking about this show going on at the Jacksonian the 22nd. June 22nd.
Excited, man.
So we got Blank 77, Mike Blanks and the Stabs, the Parasitics, the Despised New Jersey, and one more to be announced. You guys' little wedding after party. So that should be a good time. You excited for that?
Hell yeah, I'm excited.
No, not even at all.
Fuck you guys are all going to be there,
fuck
right?
Gavin.
Like, well, I mean, I'm kind of like throwing it in one of the bands, so I might make an appearance.
My wedding present from you should be for you to keep your shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew's in the Stabs in case anybody didn't know
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, if you guys haven't heard.
You didn't take it off with the fucking meat locker.
Did I not?
No.
Was I? I don't know. I don't.
And we got
that
late
even...
because of somebody, and their name rhymes with Schmander.
No, look, a band canceled. They told us then we had to go on first. Chad and Brock and Tim are on the stage, and they're like warming up. I'm texting Mike, like, "Where are you?" He goes, "I'll be there around 11. That's when we play." I'm like, "Well, they need us to play first." He goes, "Oh, that's fine. We'll play first. Just at 11, we'll play first." And I'm like, "Dude, the rest of the band is literally on there." I'm texting him. He's like, "Yeah, we'll play first around 11. So it was kind of a compromise. We played at like 10:30, and Marley and Gavin missed some of the set.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Oh, well.
We saw like 2 songs.
Is that really all you saw?
Yeah. I think we showed up when you guys were playing I Want to Fuck Myself.
Oh, God. That's like, yeah, that's the second last one. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. All right, but we're going to get to a Philly band. Now, these guys supposed to be coming on Pogo in person sometime soon. Here is the Stolen Wheelchairs with Vandalism. Right, that was Oscar and the Stolen Wheelchairs coming out of Philly.
Yeah, just real quick, a quick shout out to Oscar. I don't know if everyone knows, but you know, Oscar, 17 years old, he wrote and recorded a lot of that music. I gotta say, for that kid, just mad props to him. You know what I mean?
Give him give him an applause.
I didn't mean to hit the other button. I got fat fingers.
What are you doing with your life?
But yeah, Oscar and Milo supposed to be coming over, but you know, Milo's in like every band out of Philly, and with us playing doing some shows lately, we haven't had a weekend that lined up. They were going to come over when we were playing in Caddy, and I wanted to have them over when they were playing in Canada. So hopefully we'll set it up soon, and it'll be in person. It'll be a good time.
So many different connections there. Also, if you haven't checked out The Lot, make sure you check out The Lot, also from Philly. Oscar's also, you know, I guess Oscar the Third, also in Stolen Wheelchairs.
There you go. All right, now let's get to a West Coast band for our girl Marls over there. Here is Monster Squad with Switchblade
nice.
Kids.
Monster Squad.
I thought you Young Bucks would like that. I loved this album when it came out. I thought it was gonna be the new Punk's Not Dead. I'm not kidding. From L.A. to New York, that was Monster Squad. Here's Murphy's Law. Green Bud, better get that shit passed around.
Don't want no Jamaica. I wanted the green bud. Don't want.
All right. Now, we can leave the females present in the pitchers' names out, but we got some cool stab stickers on the way that we're talking about. Now, right now, we have the red and white one. It's like a band pick with a logo at the top. But we got some booby stickers coming out.
Booby stickers.
We had some booby stickers coming out that you guys will have
titty
to check
sticks.
Out. Titty stickers.
Titty stickers. Titty stickers.
They're definitely awesome. They're definitely awesome.
Tit and sticks for sure.
I bet you can guess who designed them. Oh, yeah! All right. Here
it was
is
Andrew.
Yes. In case Andrew you weren't stands. Sure, it was Andrew. All the sex posts. I don't think we're the sex, drugs, and alcohol band anymore. Now that I'm there, we're just like the sex band. I could care less about the drugs and alcohol.
The drugs, the alcohol are an afterthought.
I know, we're just sex. All right, here is Narcoleptic Youth with Busted Condom. All right, that was Narcoleptic Youth up first, followed by the New York Dolls. Now we're going to take it back to Jersey. Go catch up with Harpo and Niblick. Go away. And we will be going away for this hour with this song. So once again, remember to go to Facebook.com/PogoCityRadio, Facebook.com/TheStabs, S-D-A-B-S. Hit me up on Instagram at PogoCityRadio. Give us a like, a share, a follow. Do all those things. We'll catch you guys in the next episode. Here's Niblick.